One reporter there asked him about his views on homosexuality. The president said, "We are all sinners," and he didn't want to encourage people to examine the sins of others before thinking about their own. But he said marriage should remain a union only between a man and a woman. That's a question at the 74th Convention of the Episcopal Church in America, which opens today in Minneapolis. There are two gay-related proposals that some say could split the church. One is the issue of same-sex unions. The other is whether to approve Gene Robinson, he's a New Hampshire priest, as the church's first openly gay bishop. The Episcopal Church is part of the worldwide Anglican Communion. Some of its leading churchmen strongly oppose these moves. One of them is Peter Jensen. He's the Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, Australia, and we called him at his home there. Peter Jensen, what is it exactly that you and the other clergymen oppose?
It is really what we stand for rather than what we oppose. We stand for the authority of the Bible as the Word of God, and we stand therefore for the teaching of the Bible about Christian marriage and sexuality, which is that there are two options for the Christian, either to be married and to be sexually active within marriage, or to be single and celibate.
Isn't the Bible open to interpretation by different believers about what exactly is the meaning of the Bible?
Yes, of course the Bible's always open to interpretation, but it doesn't mean that it's infinitely malleable and that one can get any message out of it. One of the chief ways in which we help ourselves with interpretation is to ask how believers down through the ages and across the nations interpret it. And the truth of the matter is that 99% of people who've read the Bible, believers or unbelievers, come to the conclusion that the Bible commends marriage, chastity for single people, and it really condemns fornication, heterosexual, or homosexual activity.
Let me ask, if I may, how it is that the actions of the Episcopal Church in the state of New Hampshire, which in this country is not even a very large state, are of such a moment to Anglicans in Australia?
The Anglican Communion is a worldwide organization or federation of churches with something like 70 million believers in it. What happens in one part does affect what happens elsewhere. So that, for example, when I give teaching in this part of the world on human sexuality, people in this part of the world, unbelievers and others, question me and say, how can you teach this when it is perfectly clear that what's happening in New Hampshire is happening?
Doesn't God love homosexuals as much as he loves anyone else?
Of course he does. But it's not a matter of homosexuality. It's not a matter of homosexuals. It's not a matter of whether God loves us or not. It's a matter of whether we're keeping the Word of God or not.
If these proposals are approved within the U.S. Communion, what are you and your fellow opponents going to do?
Well, we live a long way from each other. Many of the leading archbishops, I think, will declare themselves to be out of communion with the Episcopal Church in the United States of America.
Is there room for compromise if you're talking about a consensus of believers? If the consensus changes, might you compromise at some point?
We are very good at compromising, and we have compromised in all sorts of ways down through the years. Anglicanism as a worldwide movement has many faces. But the problem is that this particular issue with which we're dealing is so clear that it has actually provoked a great crisis. Despite all our compromises and our willingness to live together, many of us are going to find it impossible to live with this.
Peter Jensen, Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, Australia, thank you for speaking with us. You've referred to biblical teachings in your interpretation of what people should do here. Can you leave us with a quote from the Bible that you would send believers to?
Yes, the Apostle Paul says, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." And I call upon all Christians, as I call upon myself, to submit to the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ and be transformed, and not to listen to what the world has to say, which is opposed to Christ.
That doesn't say anything about homosexuality.
That is because that's the fundamental issue, is the issue of the authority of God's word over us. If we submit ourselves to the teaching of God's word, we will find in God's word that the practice of homosexuality is condemned.
Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Archbishop Peter Jensen from Sydney, Australia. Dr. Jensen represents one side of the argument on this issue. There are other opinions within the Anglican Communion. Let's hear what Gene Robinson has to say. He's the priest whose possible elevation to bishop is opposed by Archbishop Jensen and others.
I believe they feel that the fact that I am openly gay and living in a committed relationship disqualifies me to be the kind of wholesome example that we expect our bishops to be. That is certainly in contrast to what the Diocese of New Hampshire, who have known me for 28 years and believe I'm the person to lead them into the future.
Gene Robinson speaking on NPR's Fresh Air from WHYY in Philadelphia.